Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm broadcasting live from the Administow Small Business Classic. Having a great time here this week, but we're wrapping it up. And next week, I'll be back to regular, back to normal environs. Notice I didn't use the word normal. We never use that word around here. Nothing's normal around here. Bill Arend, ladies and gentlemen, is with us. William B. Arend is regional manager for Oracle here in the Houston area. And he's here to talk to us about how you would, what you and I need to be doing to improve the automation of our business, to do a little better job of automating our business. Bill, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
And Bill is with us right now. He's right in front of me, actually. Bill, small businesses have lots of challenges that are classic, that are historical, traditional, millennial. You know, we've had them for years. But there's a in the area of growth and because what's happening, we've had a number of economists in our brain trust who've told us that there may be as many as 2 million jobs going wanting in America today. And so how does a business grow? How does a business grow itself when you can't find the employees that you need, the brain power that you need? And so and you know, we've always had too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on. And so the key, it seems to me, and I think the way more and more businesses are growing these days, they're not just automating because it's the right thing to do, it's become a necessity, hasn't it?
Absolutely. To be competitive in today's marketplace, there's no doubt that companies have, whether you're small, medium, or large, have similar challenges. And when it comes to being lean and mean and offering efficiencies, they've got to compete. It's very challenging for a small to medium business to compete in a global economy without automation in place.
Right.
And one of the things that I have the privilege of doing is being exposed to a lot of the economic development in the region here in Houston. And there's a charter to grow this region in 10 years by 600,000 net new jobs.
Wow.
That's going to come out of the small to medium business
right,
sector.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely.
And so you look at Houston being...
And that's percentage-wise... That's true everywhere. Isn't
absolutely, it?
It
is. No doubt about it.
Now, the 600,000 may be different in a little town that's flyover America, but the percentages of the jobs are going to come from the small businesses.
There's no doubt about it. So we have to arm small businesses with tools to help be competitive on a global scale. And what we see a lot of in the marketplace are companies that have throwing bodies at problems.
Mm-hmm.
What software can do, and in general the focus is on automating business flows and taking challenges like new product introduction, taking
right.
challenges like being understanding the cost basis, so when they're manufacturing something, if we can squeeze and be able to do things to help affect cost,
how does software help with that?
I think the primary thing is it's building a structure and a foundation for data. When you go down to any business, they're conducting transactions.
Mm-hmm.
And when you conduct transactions, you have to be able to put that in a repository and hopefully automate it to a point where you're not having lots and lots of people that are required to be able to make those transactions
mm-hmm.
work. And software is an enabler. It's by no means going to solve problems, but it's going to ultimately give companies tools to help.
But it could prevent future problems.
No doubt about it.
Because of the information that's available.
There's no doubt about it.
If you can manage the information, there's nothing that gives a business owner a better feeling than to have collected information and have already had it in a delivery method that where they say, okay, what do we know about so and so? How do we do this? What did we learn last time? And somebody says, we have that right here. And they push a button, so to speak.
That's exactly right.
That is one of the keys to success in the 21st century for small business.
No doubt about it. I was with an investor yesterday in Austin, and was talking to him about one of his challenges. He's working with a company that's in the high-tech manufacturing world, and there's a trend, obviously, to outsource. And when you look at virtual manufacturing, there's a set of challenges that small business face there. They don't have the plant, but they have the requirement to have visibility. And a traditional challenge there is just managing supply and demand.
Mm-hmm.
And tools that are in the software space can give people visibility. But most importantly, it's taking action on and giving you the ability to execute on the information you find in tools like this.
Right, right, exactly. Give us an example of some Oracle products that would be an example of how Oracle would approach something like this.
Yeah, so there's a couple things. We have a portfolio of products that we work with. JD Edwards is a traditional ERP product that has grown up in the mid-market, and we take and help companies lay the foundation with the basics of general ledger and financials, streamlining all of the operational side. So
right.
It's an traditional ERP product.
Right.
We've made a series of acquisitions, and one of them is a company called Agile, which is a product lifecycle management tool.
Right.
So there's a lot of companies out there that have new products that they need to introduce to market.
Right.
And one of the challenges there is literally how do you introduce that to your engineering group?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you collect costs?
Right.
So we will incorporate those solutions to help build a strong foundation early in a company's life cycle.
Right. At what stage should the company start? Should a small business start thinking about this level of automation?
Yeah, I think it's a common question that I get asked with executives I work with and in the investment community is there's no real magic answer to that. What I will say is that what we see traditionally to be the case is there's usually an event that has taken place, whether it's a new product that has gone wild and it's
mm-hmm.
very successful,
mm-hmm.
an acquisition, a global requirement, or what's even more common is a customer's demands
mm-hmm.
are causing you to have some hiccups where you're not meeting the challenges that the customer has asked for.
Right, some pain, some frustration.
Absolutely.
If you're trying to accomplish something, and I agree with you, it's like an internal. It's like an internal situation. You start feeling the pain. You start feeling pressure. You start feeling frustration. If you're feeling some of that, you need to be looking for some solutions, don't you?
There's lots of them out there.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Hold on to that thought. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 after the hour. I'll get on the right side of the clock in just a minute. I'm not wishing my life away, folks. It's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. We'll be right back with Bill Ahrens. He's with Oracle. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our new friend, Bill Ahrens, William B. Ahrens, Regional Manager for Oracle USA. And we're talking about what is the first thing that happens when a small business realizes that they need what they're doing isn't quite getting it. They need something else. They need some more knowledge, some more capability, some another piece of equipment, maybe some software, maybe some cash, whatever. You know, I can't tell you that every time you feel this pain or this frustration or this maybe fear, Bill. It could be a lot of emotions, but it's some negative emotion that happens that causes you to start looking for something. And I do agree with you, because that's been the experience in my own business, Bill, is whenever I've had this pain, whenever I've had some frustration because I couldn't make something happen, I started looking for solutions.
That's right.
Things to come in there and that I could apply that would prevent that, not only stop the pain, but prevent it from happening again and take me to the next level in the process.
Right. So I think the realities of small to medium business is the truth is there's just as much complexity in a small business that's growing and going through the challenges as a large corporation.
Absolutely.
And what has to start starting point is really to take a hard look at the business flow. Let's take order to cash, for an example.
Right.
I take orders. Well, how do you take orders? Mm-hmm. And being able to take a look at the flow of the moment this supply, this demand hits your radar screen,
right.
How do you automate the touches that go through your organization? And when you look at the cost associated with managing that, it's one thing that's always funny to me is when companies are looking for that elephant or that big whale to land, and then
right.
they land it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? You got to execute.
That's right. Now that, like the dog that chased the car and caught it, now that I got it, what do I do with it?
What do I do with it? So once you have that, you have to be able to flawlessly execute to be able to serve the needs
right.
of your customers.
Right.
And so a first look is always going to be taking a look at all your key business flows and identify areas that you're having challenges and be able to identify areas for improvement.
And see, this is what I think is so important about a company like yours and other larger companies that provide these kinds of solutions. You guys have created power. You put it in a smaller box. You put a smaller price tag on it. And they're not just deflated solutions. They're solutions that are designed around guys like me. And you make it possible for me to go after that big guy.
Absolutely.
And make it happen.
Absolutely.
And ladies and gentlemen, I'm a perfect example of what I'm talking about. Because I got a little bitty, and I do business with some of the biggest companies in the world because of this capability. And Oracle, you know, Bill represents Oracle. There are lots of companies out there who do a lot of different kinds of things in his industry that, and you've got to be taking advantage of this, because if you don't, you're not going to be competitive in the 21st century. I want you to give us the website. Tell us where we can go to find your small business solutions.
Yes, www.oracle.com.
ORACLE/accelerate. Accelerate. And what do we find when we get there?
You're going to see a library of solutions that are designed to meet the needs of small and medium businesses focused on 20 different industry segments.
Mm-hmm.
And we've created a library of process maps and solutions that can help identify and ultimately execute on key business processes that we've been talking about.
Right.
And Accelerate is a story around how we've packaged our service offerings to help small to medium businesses get into a solution like Oracle or JD Edwards in our portfolio and help get a solution in place quickly and in a timely fashion.
What if I got 5 employees?
QuickBooks, Microsoft Accounting,
yeah.
That's not for Oracle.
Oracle's
right. moved typically where we graduate a company that's on a QuickBooks or a Microsoft
right.
Accounting solution.
So if you're using one of those platforms and you don't feel like you're running as fast as you can, but you're not getting anywhere.
That's right.
That's the pain
that's right.
that you need to, maybe you need to go to somewhere like Oracle or something like that to take you to the next level. I've got about a minute left, Bill. What does it take for a big business like yours and a small business to get together?
I think the key is to be able to be in a community that's wrapped around like-minded individuals. When you look at the community that I'm here in the Houston region, we've got a great set of customers that meet on a quarterly basis.
Hmm.
They talk about ideas and challenges.
You
that
bring
they
customers
have.
To like a peer group.
Absolutely.
A little brain trust kind of thing.
Absolutely. And share ideas, share challenges.
That's a great idea.
We have broken that down into verticals.
Is that available in other parts of the country?
All over the world.
Really?
Absolutely. We have special interest groups wrapped around verticals in our area, whether it's life sciences, whether it's biotech, whether it's vineyards.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter what it is.
Right.
We have a lot of customers around the world. What we're doing is we're building communities.
Probably
around
got best
us.
Practices too that
no
are
doubt.
Available. Yeah,
sharing challenges.
Bill, we've got to wrap it up. We're running out of time. I've enjoyed our visit today. Will you come back another day?
Anytime.
Thanks for being here.
You betcha. Thank
Bill
you.
Bill Ahrens, ladies and gentlemen, that's oracle.com/accelerate. Okay, check that out, folks. When you get a chance, gonna take a quick break. Right back with Fred Sinn. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Whatever you do, don't go away.
In
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.